A quick special report here to answer a common question. Many people are watching the recent John Moore interview, which is a very powerful interview. It's on the HR Report channel on Brighteon.com if you haven't seen it yet. And the most common question that I get from people after that interview is, why wouldn't the globalists tell the human population that the end of the world as we know it is coming? So if you've watched that interview, you know that John Moore is warning about some event, an extinction-level event, or something that could threaten the extinction of humanity, certainly the destruction of human civilization, and how this event has occurred roughly every 3,600 years throughout human history, and it has described the rise and fall of previous human civilizations, and also involves massive earth changes that shift the axis of rotation of the earth. Really, they shift the poles, causing the geography of the planet to then shift. In other words, the equator moves as well. Because of the poles move, then the equator obviously moves, and sea levels rise because of, well, you can watch the John Moore interview and you can see it yourself. Now, you can decide, obviously, whether you believe that those events are coming, or, and you know, I interviewed John Moore, and he sounds very knowledgeable, and he sounds like he has a lot, he's developed many contacts over many decades, high-level contacts with top-secret clearance in the United States Navy and other branches of the military. But even if you don't believe what he's saying, and I don't have all of his, I don't have his contacts, obviously. I don't know the people that have told him these things. But my concern is about things that don't even require cosmic events. I'm talking about a global economic collapse or global war, like World War III, or the culling of the human population through the so-called vaccine injections, the spike protein bioweapons that are designed to cause mass extermination and mass depopulation, and the engineering of the so-called Great Reset or Global Reset that's being openly talked about by the globalists. You know, Klaus Schwab and George Soros and Bill Gates and others. They want a global reset, and they're tired of having so many human beings around. They want to kill off about 7 billion people. And you don't need to believe in, you know, the 10th planet or cosmic events or space weather or anything to understand that. They just want to kill 7 billion human beings because they think that that's the only way to save the planet. So there are lots of reasons to credibly believe that the globalists themselves know that an extinction-level event is imminent, either one that's coming or one that they're going to create. And by the way, if the cosmic event happens that John Moore is talking about, it's going to unleash all kinds of earthquakes and volcanoes and floods and tidal waves and massive earth changes that will just be absolutely devastating. There won't be, you know, an internet functioning. There won't be a power grid. There won't be cryptocurrency. There won't be governments. There won't be Federal Reserve, central banks, websites, online banking, you know, forget it. Civilization starts over, okay? That's the kind of stuff that John Moore is talking about, and I think it's very important to watch that and listen. But to answer the main question that I started with here, why won't the globalists tell humanity that this is coming? Why? Answer, because they need people to continue to do their jobs and drive the trucks and run the factories and deliver the packages via UPS and so on. They need people to continue to do their jobs up to the very last day. And because the globalists are, you know, they're buying spare parts and food and they're buying gold and silver. And they're building underground tunnels and networks and even underground cities in some cases. I mean, Elon Musk is very busy doing that right now. And they need society to function so they can continue. They're prepping, basically. And they know, this is the important part, they know that if they tell Earth, if they tell humans that something massive is coming in let's just say theoretically 500 days. If they say, hey, guess what? We've all got 500 days to live. Guess what happens? Everybody quits their job. Everybody goes home. Because if people know there's only 500 days left to live, everybody's thinking, well, what do I want to do in the last 500 days? Do I want to sit here and chop chicken thighs at the meat plant? No. Do I want to restock the shelves at the grocery store? No. Do I want to drive trucks on the highway? Long hours? Never having time with my family? No. Everybody goes home. And when everybody goes home, society collapses. You see, so it becomes a self-fulfilling event. They announce, hey, something's coming in 500 days, an earth killer type of event. Then society collapses anyway, but it collapses now. And so you've seen this theme even explored in science fiction movies and such. And in the movies, it's always the same answer. And I think it's accurate that the governments just keep it a secret. They're not going to tell people what's coming. If there's a giant asteroid that's going to hit the Earth, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but if that were the case, do you think they would tell you in advance? Oh, it's coming in, you know, 247 days. No, they would never tell you it's coming. You wouldn't know about it until you look up and you're like, ah, that's a giant flaming mountain in the sky. Pretty sure I read about that in the book of Revelation. And by that time, of course, it's very, very late. Now, how late is it exactly right now? Well, here's a clue. It's a bunch of globalists are retreating to private islands right now. And some of them are going underground, and some of them are planning to be off planet, like Bezos with his giant penis-shaped rocket ship. There's a lot of people with money like that, globalist-level people, that are planning to be either underground or on remote islands or in outer space when it hits the fan. And they are, in many ways, doing that right now. Because they know that the cities are going to absolutely collapse into total chaos. They know that society is so fragile that all it takes is a little beep, just a little tipping, like a whole bunch of dominoes lined up, like in the movie V for Vendetta, and you just flick the domino, boom, and all this cascade of events takes place. They know society is at that point right now, which is why they've been revving things up for massive hatred, race wars. That's what the media has been pushing. Journo-terrorism, psychological operations on the people, teaching half of America to hate the other half. Dividing people in every way possible. They want to teach black people to hate white people. They want to teach leftists to hate cops. They want to teach vaccinated to hate unvaccinated. You know, it's on and on. It's all about division because they want maximum chaos when it hits the fan. And they have their fingers on the buttons to make it hit the fan. They can press a button, essentially, they can press a button and freeze the banks overnight across the globe. They can destroy the currency across the globe. Boom, just like that. It will just ripple within hours. And all your dollars are gone. I mean, worthless. Banks frozen, no more transactions, food stamps crater. You know, all your online banking, all your Wall Street, all your stocks, bonds, everything, just suddenly worthless. Treasury bills, everything. And of course, what has value? After that, gold and silver and land, you know, all these things that we've talked about many times, physical, real things. So since we, the people, know that the globalists won't tell us ahead of time when something major is coming, either something they're planning or something cosmic or something, who knows, maybe geological, maybe a giant volcano, maybe the Cascades are about to blow and they know it, they're not going to tell us. So we are fully aware of that. So then the question becomes, how do we infer the best course of action? And the answer is, watch what the globalists do. Watch what they're doing. because their actions tell us how little time we have left. And one of the best examples of this is the mad rush to mass vaccinate people. Well, they're not really vaccines, of course. These are spike protein bioweapons injections and gene therapy injections. But have you ever seen in your lifetime, have you ever seen the governments of the world so desperate to inject people with something, with an unapproved experimental cocktail that is blatantly illegal to mandate in the United States and probably many other countries? I mean, blatantly illegal. Have you ever seen governments of the world so panicked to inject people before? Well, you know it's not for the, quote, pandemic. The pandemic, I mean, COVID has a very low mortality rate, especially among people who just have good nutrition and have good immune systems. And natural immunity now is very robust and provides probably a lifetime of immunity against all the variants and so on. You know, they really tried to create mass hysteria and panic for the last year and a half, and they did a great job, you know, in a twisted, evil kind of way. But if you look at the hard data, this pandemic is really just kind of the common cold and the flu just relabeled. It's really nothing more than the common cold and flu relabeled and then enhanced with spike protein releases and spike protein injections. But have you ever seen them so desperate to mass inject people with biological weapons ever in your life? No, of course not. Nobody's seen anything like this since, you know, the Holocaust, World War II, the mass gassing of the Jews with Zyklon B. That was the last time a government was so desperate to mass murder a bunch of people. Well, I guess that wasn't the last time. I mean, we did have the Communist Chinese Cultural Revolution, and then we had Stalinism. Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution in what became the Soviet Union and so on. So yeah, I guess I should correct that statement. I guess there's been a lot of government murder over the years, but to do it in a way that tries to trick you into thinking that it's public health, that's a whole new twist. That's the evil, you know, twisted, malicious, just insidious approach that they're doing now. They're mass murdering people, but they're in such a hurry. You know, door-to-door strike force teams announced by Jen Psaki. You know, mandates of all federal workers. And then every woke corporation, it seems, has been announcing now over the last couple of weeks mandatory vaccines for their own workers. Google announced it. Facebook announced it. Disney, freaking Disney, announced it. The Washington Post announced it. If you work at the Washington Post, your employer wants to kill you. I mean, there's no other way to say it. They're trying to get you to commit vaccine suicide. And it just goes on and on. It's all the woke corporations. They are in a massive hurry to kill off all their own people as quickly as possible. And the death wave is really going to accelerate probably around November, December, and certainly into January and February of next year, as people's vitamin D levels plummet, and as antibody-dependent enhancement kicks in, and as the short-term, quote, benefits, you know, the short-term antibodies of vaccines begin to fade, which we now know happens about 6 to 7 months after the initial injection. They just start fading away. And this is being talked about by, like, Dr. Robert Malone, a pro-vaccine, you know, inventor of mRNA technology, warning that the vaccines are fading. And this is why we're starting to see vaccinated people taking up a higher and higher percentage of the hospital beds and dying because it's starting to kick in. We're just seeing the very first wave of the very first numbers of the mass death wave that is coming. And it's really going to kick up in the fall and the coming winter. The 2021-22 flu season, in other words, is going to be mass fatalities. Now, the media will blame unvaccinated people somehow, even though it's going to be the vaccinated who are dying. So the globalists know they've sacrificed the institutions of science and medicine. When the truth comes out about all this, when it's all said and done, nobody's ever going to trust science or medicine ever again. Nobody's going to trust Big Pharma. Nobody's going to trust the CDC. It's over. Nobody's going to trust any vaccine. It's over. They know they're sacrificing all their credibility. Why? Because they know that society doesn't even exist on the other side of this. There is no United States of America. You understand? There is no CDC. There is no WHO. There are no science journals when you have a collapse of human civilization. So they don't care what they don't care about the future. Is anybody going to trust the Lancet, you know, or the Journal of the American Medical Association in the year 2025? No, there is no Journal of the American Medical Association in the year 2025 if these collapse events take place. And that's what it seems, that from their own actions, it seems like they don't care what it takes, what they have to sacrifice in terms of their own institutions or their own laws. They're just going to go full lawlessness. They're going to sacrifice everything in order to mass murder as many human beings as possible, because they don't want you to be alive when the people on planet Earth realize, hey, something is happening. Whether it's, I don't know, looking up, you know, giant fireball in the sky, I don't know. Or maybe it's something spiritual. You know, maybe it's like the second coming of Christ, or maybe something on the evil side, giant, like from the Avengers, a giant portal opens up over New York City and freaking flying demons start rolling out of it or something. I don't know what it's going to look like. Or maybe it's just a financial collapse, a global debt bomb implosion. Or maybe it's all of those. I mean, who knows? These days, would anything surprise you? I don't know what it's going to be. But when the moment comes that people realize, hey, we're never going back to Kansas, Toto, we're never going back, that's the day that everybody across the planet loses their shit. They're going to lose their minds. I mean, I should say, except those who are prepared. You know, like you and I, we're the ones who are going to hold together the remnants, the last remnants of humanity. But most mainstream people who are completely oblivious to what's happening even right now, they're oblivious. They don't understand the Federal Reserve. They don't know about the spike protein. They don't know anything about anything. They don't know the history of humanity. They don't know about exotic technology. They think the media tells them the truth. They think drug companies care about their health and well-being. They think politicians represent them. I mean, come on. The oblivious are dead. Even right now, they're basically the walking dead. And don't bother talking to them anymore. It's like talking to a ghost. And they'll try to argue with you. But according to the official sources, the CDC says the margin of error for the statistical analysis. Exactly. Like, you're already dead, so just shut up, ghost. You're not going to be here. It's just like, if you don't have food and water and shelter and assets and natural medicine and a way to grow some of your own medicine, if you haven't planned in advance, if you don't have a way to defend yourself, you know, self-defense, if you don't have some kind of optics, some kind of maybe night vision or thermal vision, if you don't have a way to defend your perimeter, whether it's a, you know, cabin in the woods, a ranch, a neighborhood, a suburb, whatever, if you don't have the radios and the group organization, you're dead. You're already dead, because the collapse of all this takes no prisoners. The collapse involves the collapse of every element that currently runs society, you know, energy, power grid, but fuel infrastructure, transportation, you know, financial transactions, just-in-time product delivery systems, all of it. It's all extremely vulnerable, and it's already falling apart somewhat in terms of supply lines and the lack of reliability and governments paying people to stay home and not work. But those are just little test runs. The big crunch comes, well, I don't know exactly when, but it comes soon. The big crunch will collapse the entire system. Most people will die. Whether they die from the vaccine, bioweapons, or they die from just the violence, the looting, the mayhem, the economic collapse, the cholera in the streets. I don't know what's going to kill them exactly. But 9 out of 10 Americans and probably Canadians and so on, Australians, Europeans, 9 out of 10 are not in any way prepared to survive any of this. They will be easy prey for the globalists to exterminate. Easy. Globalists know they can kill 9 out of 10 people almost without even trying. Now, the other remaining 10% are going to be hard to kill. That's people like you and I. We are the resilient, determined, well-prepared, intelligent, you know, remnant of humanity. We're the survivors. And we will, of course, inherit the Earth. Just by definition, because everybody else will be winning the Darwin Award in large numbers. They'll be probably mocking preppers even as they run out of food and starve to death. And, you know, the power goes out in their 57-story high-rise. They'll be mocking us online. You guys are so stupid. And then the power will go out. Bew! And they're like, what's that? It's dark in here. You know, like, I'm on the 50th floor with no electricity and no food and water. And what's that down there? It looks like a zombie horde. You know, they're going to realize that prepping would have been wise. And without it, you're a goner. Okay, so folks, that's the reason. That's the reason why the globalists won't tell us what's coming. Because they don't want us to stop running the factories and the machines, the transportation and the food deliveries and so on. So you will not know what's going to happen from a public source. You won't know it until, boom, it happens. There's going to be no warning. You won't get an alert on your phone. Oh, in 72 hours, the banking system will crater. No, you're just going to wake up one day and you'll be like, well, the banking system cratered. Yeah, that happened while you were sleeping. All by design. Everything you had in the bank is gone. You've lost whatever. Savings, retirement, pensions, blah, blah, blah. Checking accounts, investment accounts. It's gone. It's history. Okay? You're going to then have to live on whatever you have physically in your possession, under your control, things that you can defend. And that there will be no warning for this. It will happen completely outside of the consciousness of the mainstream people. They will just wake up one day and then they will lose their minds. They will panic. They will be outraged. If at that moment you haven't bugged out a city, you may never leave alive anyway. You need to be out of that scenario long before that happens. And the only way to do that is to get out now. Don't be left in a concrete jungle death trap when this realization hits the oblivious masses, because they will lose their minds. All right, so for more details on this, if you haven't already, listen to my John Moore interview. Again, it's on brightown.com. And also, you know, I publish a website called survival.news. And I've got a lot of videos of how to prepare. And you can find those at prepwithmike.com if you're interested, and some podcasts as well. And I'm a lifelong prepper. Well, not my whole life, but most of my adult life, I've been a prepper. And I've got a lot to teach you, got a lot to share, and I can help you stay alive in, you know, through almost anything that comes. Even if the rotation of the planet shifts, you can still survive, it turns out. It's not going to be awesome, but it's doable. You can survive almost anything with enough preparedness. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, also the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.